Adam Maguire is here now with the Business News. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Rachel. There is a growing desire among businesses to become more sustainable, though many will wonder how they can do so without putting their bottom line under significant pressure. The Sustainable Business Summit being held in Dublin this morning will hopefully go some way to answering that. The keynote speaker is Steve Howard, who is the former Chief Sustainability Officer at IKEA. But before he takes the stage, he joins us on the line now. Steve, I suppose when people hear sustainability, they probably think going green, but it is important to point out that for you anyway, it's a much broader concept than that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really looking at how you future-proof your business. And if you think of the big issues that are shaping the world today from a sustainability point of view, I mean, we've heard about sort of really big impacts on biodiversity. We've lost pretty much 60 to 70% of the plants and animals over the last 50 years. Plastic pollution in the oceans. But the biggie, obviously, is climate change. And this is really, it's become an issue that business leaders have to address now. It's not something you can wait for the next CEO to come along. So that's the sort of conversation we've got here in PwC today is with about 150 business leaders to go deep into that and look at what do you do, how do you lead change in your business so you can switch to renewable energy, so you can switch to electric vehicle fleets, so you can make sure your value chain is really supporting positive impacts on the environment rather than negative ones.
The likes of IKEA obviously have huge resources behind them to a lot of influence as well on suppliers and partners, but how would a small business make the kind of change that's required?
You know, there's always this contradiction where people think sustainability should somehow be a cost, that somehow it's actually going to be, it's a better idea to run an unsustainable business. So whether you're small or large, this is about being efficient in your use of resources, thinking about things you can design products that will last a long time, that you can have materials that come from renewable, sustainable resources like sustainable forestry. So you can think of those things if you're a small business. The interesting thing now is, in the same way we've seen innovation in the digital world, you can see innovation driven by sustainability. There's lots of small startups around the world doing things from looking at plant-based proteins to produce great foods, or there's even a company that's doing leather from mushrooms. These are breakthrough products that are better for people, better for the environment, better for the bottom line. So people are creating business opportunities. So I think you just have to think this is the new way of doing business, whether you're small or large.
Very briefly, you talk a lot about going all in and being decisive on sustainability. Why is that a better approach than and maybe taking smaller, steady steps that businesses might be more inclined to take?
Yep. When I was on IKEA, it became really clear if you put a 100% target in place, you're really clear about what the future looks like. So we set a 100% target for renewable energy. We switched to 100% LED light bulbs and things like that. If you have a 50% target, you leave the business completely confused. Are you backing the future or are you just staying with the past? So I always say go all in around sustainability and create fantastic sustainable products that are good for customers and good for the environment.
Steve Howard, thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour. For now, though, it's back to you, Gavin.